It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It was English speakers' misunderstanding of the word woodchuck that got woodchucks mistakenly associated with wood in the first place.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. If it wasn't a woodchuck chewing all that wood, what was it?
It was an Algonquin woochuck. This is a word that's borrowed into English, but speakers didn't know what that was. They heard that first syllable, woo, and thought, oh, it must be wood. And so they created the word woodchuck as a way to make sense of a word that they didn't otherwise understand. Linguists call that folk etymology, where speakers come up with an etymology on their own, and then what they think the etymology is, in this case that it must be about wood, affects the shape of the word.
Are there other words that have changed from one form to another?
There are. A couple of the well-known examples are bridegroom, which was not always a groom. It was actually, in Old English, a bridegoom. And goom, gooma, was an Old English word for man, so it was the bride's man. But once gooma died out of the language, speakers didn't know what a bridegoom was, so they thought, well, maybe it's a groom, and we changed that to bridegroom.
I can imagine Tammy Wynette, stand by your gooma. Not so much, huh? There are other expressions that we use all the time and probably have no idea where they came from. One of them, the whole nine yards. What's the story there?
There was a wonderful piece in the New York Times recently about all the myths circulating about the whole nine yards. There have been people trying to track down the origin of this expression for quite a while now. There are lots of myths about where it comes from, trying to explain the nine. So some people say it's the length of the ammunition belts in World War II, or it's the amount of concrete in a standard concrete mixer, or it's related to football. But that doesn't make any sense because 10 yards is what football is, a standard measure in football. We've got the expression whole nine yards dated back into the 1950s, but the New York Times article was explaining that we've now got evidence for the whole 6 yards going back to 1912. And people seem to think that it probably originally was the whole 6 yards and then just got changed into the whole nine yards. And there may be nothing meaningful about the six in the whole 6 yards.
What about rule of thumb? I'll bet there's a good story there.
Not as good as some of the myths that circulate about it. The myth that I heard for a long time was that rule of thumb was about the width of the rod with which men could beat their wives in medieval times, which I'm happy to say is not true. It's also not about brewers dipping their thumbs into the beer. It's probably just about a unit of measurement when people measured things with their thumbs in the same way that we measure horses with hands. That a rule of thumb is just about measuring from experience, measuring with your thumb.
Ever fascinating. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.